Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This hour of America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed the smooth America Tonight band we're trying out a few as we look for some new music to usher us in and out. So coming up in this hour, some terrific things, including some people that you'll meet that you haven't met before on this show. And a lot of this has to do with, again, coming off the State of the Union and talking about reaction to the State of the Union and the Keystone Pipeline. All that's going on in the Senate with that, the conversation about that, a lot of the themes that we've been talking about here on America Tonight for, you know, a while now. Think of the Keystone Pipeline and how many people we've had from different companies, oil companies, people who explore, people who deal with pipes, all that kind of stuff over the last 6 years. And, you know, believe it or not, we're at this point, not the point of no return, but at a point where there has to be some decisions made. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk with a former congressman from Ohio. We have on the show regularly, of course, Bob Ney. And Bob Ney dissects a lot of the things that happen in the State of the Union address and also what's going on with Cuba. One of the things the president did drop in his speech was about the embargo, the possibility of lifting the embargo between the two countries, which, of course, Cuba desperately wants, and so do many in the United States, but there are plenty that also don't want it, including several members of Congress. And, of course, we've emphasized that here several times. And Bob Ney talks about how he thinks, this is a guy who was a Republican congressman and now says if he were probably running, he may be more on the independent side, that lifting the veil off Cuba because nothing different was going to happen and it wasn't helping in either direction was the right thing to do, to pursue this course. But it was a sticky moment when the president talked about, hey, I want to work with Congress, and one of the things I hope that gets accomplished in my time is that we see that embargo lifted, because then there would be the, you know, open trade between the two countries. I mean, and that's an interesting question of everything, and some of them such fairy tales, and some of them ridiculously huge price tags that could never happen, some of the things that have been suggested. When I look at that, I think to myself, In my lifetime, or at least in this next 2 years, would we really have that completely, would there be a vote and would that embargo be lifted? Can you imagine what that would mean if it was lifted? I don't think so. And apparently a few people were ticked off enough about a couple of things that the Senate emails went down. In fact, I just was talking to someone in Washington. Senate emails went down in a network outage. Yeah, can you believe it? So, because, and I think, you know, is this a network outage? What does that mean? We were just talking about cybersecurity. Is it no big deal? The technicians are working on it. But they got a power outage, meaning email, mobility, all that kind of stuff. And this has been for a couple of hours, which is huge. So I'm thinking, who's driving that down? What happened there, right? At really about 7 o'clock is when the East Coast time is when the emails, boom, that was it. And it's not just routine maintenance. So now they identified what the problem was. The engineers are working on it, but they're not saying exactly what the problem was. I don't know. Let's play a guessing game. What do you think the problem was? I have no idea. I have no idea. I got to tell you. I don't know. We're going to speak with a congressman from North Carolina and get his take on some of the things, some of the core issues that are in front of Congress this entire quarter and then really through the rest of the year. And also his thoughts on some of the State of the Union remarks, specific things about taxes and immigration and terrorism, because he sits on a committee, a House committee on terrorism. He's one of the chairs. So that'll be interesting. You'll love it. And we'll also, for a little kind of a light side, since we've got Bob Ney on one end, we got the congressman on the other end, we also do a little fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo, sandwiched in between that. And if you want to squeeze in a call, I think we can squeeze in a call somewhere in there, too. Is there something that's just ticking you off and you got to get it off your chest? Remember, you can always do that anyway, 24/7, americatonight.net. Or give me a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and we'll work it in. We'll work it in. But I think the big news is, or at least a little bit of the buzz, is the fact that you had lights that had to kind of, you know, illuminate the Capitol, which has got this scaffolding around it because it's getting restored. But inside, you've got a network outage. So the dome, how it looks, it's a really cool thing to see if you ever go to Washington. But the dome is just covered in scaffolding. And you can see sort of the lights illuminating it. But inside, nothing is going on, because how can you work? And some of these staffers will work forever. How can you work when the emails are down? The answer is you can't work when the emails are down. And maybe the good news is, after this study I read, which I'm going to toss to Bob Ney, too, as well, is that sitting's going to kill you. So if some of those staffers are sitting around too much, working on reading some of these bills, looking at issues, looking at studies, doing that research, maybe they need to get up and run around the building a couple of times. A new study says, and it's in the Annals of Internal Medicine, they say that sedentary behavior increases our chances of getting a disease or a condition that will kill us prematurely, even if we exercise. Wow! So think about it. You drive, you sit. You watch TV, you sit. You're in the office, you're sitting. We're sitting so many times. I wonder why so many people have type 2 diabetes. What do you do about that? Stand and do your work? I guess I know some people that do that. Wow. 12 hours or more, they say, increases your chance of a heart attack. Bob Ney next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Former Congressman Bob Ney with us. A lot of people still want him to run. He represented Ohio forever and a day. And went to many State of the Union addresses. Before we dive into some of these other things, you know, when you saw the State of the Union last night, there was one big jab that Obama gave the Republicans saying that, you know, hey, I won twice. And I thought that was actually kind of funny. And there were a few bipartisan moments, like cybersecurity. There was a lot of clapping for that, and Republicans got up for that. But overall, what did you think of the State of the Union?
Well, you know, he made it clear, the president did. It wasn't my way or the highway. It really wasn't. But what he made it clear is, look, you know, he has some control in this whole ball of wax, and he does. He has the veto power. They may be one government, but he's got the veto power. Now, I sat through Bill Clinton's State of the Union when we took control under Gingrich, and Clinton threw out maybe three or four things. We went, oh, yeah, wow. And then he had his different agenda. President last night, they threw a few things out, but basically just really kind of made it clear that he's going to carry out his agenda. I thought it was a decent State of the Union, and I think he's hitting a couple of nerves, but the Republicans didn't even give any of the talking heads a chance. I mean, Boehner did the whole Netanyahu thing and just, you know, really took the rest of the issues off the table.
Yeah, when you say, talk about that, talk about what happened with John Boehner. That was a stunner.
Well, I'm going to just speak from my gut here. This is going to cause him heartburn before this is done. First of all, there's protocol, and in the protocol, it's very clear. What you do is you inform the State Department and the White House that you're going to have a foreign person, you know, a leader, come to speak. He didn't do that. Now, the White House couldn't veto it. It's just, it's always done. Number two, Boehner specifically said he's going to have Netanyahu come here to speak on Iran, and, you know, Boehner's going to use that to try to get votes. So he's basically having a foreign leader, even though we like Netanyahu, he's a leader of our ally, but he's going to have a foreign leader come here and try to secure votes for him by his speech on the floor of the House. It's pretty unprecedented, really, and I don't know. I just don't. I don't know how it's going to come off.
Yeah. What do you? I mean, as you said, I think your gut's probably right because there's got to be a lot of conversation about this in D.C.
And some people are nervous. Also, you know, a lot of people feel that John Boehner's doing this not because of principle, but because of fundraising tactics. You know, if there's a letter that all of a sudden goes out and says, "Hey, we're friends of Israel. We're Republicans. The Democrats aren't," then you know, this is really going to, frankly, smell a bit.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, it was so odd. I saw that breaking news thing, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, I wonder what's
very
happening.
Odd.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't have to happen this way, Kate. It simply didn't have to happen this way. And it's not just a hardball move. There's something behind it. I mean, is Boehner so weak he has to have a foreign leader come lobby for him on the floor of the House?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I agree. You know, while all that's happening, there's a lot of conversation about Cuba, and you might not have seen this, but because the delegation is down there, and one of the things the president said in his address is working on the embargo and lifting the embargo. He actually mentioned that and got some applause and also got some stare downs because this is going to be tough, I think, to go through Congress. But what's really strange is today, while that's starting to happen, not the congressional part of it, but just the delegation that's down there, a Russian spy ship all of a sudden was docked not too far away from where that former embassy used to be. Is that just a bunch of sailors who want to get drunk, or do you think Putin's trying to say something?
Oh, I think Putin's always trying to be a world player wherever it's at. And probably they said intentionally just to rattle a saber, but nobody will pay attention to it or they shouldn't. I mean, we've had a delegation in Havana. We're down to, you know, how do we do the visas now? This is done. Now, the Congress can sit on the embargo all they want. A lot of give and take is going to happen. And pretty soon, you're going to have a lot of Americans who are visiting grandma and grandpap and brothers and sisters beating their fists down because, you know, this is not going to go backwards. This thing's done. I love the president's statement. If something doesn't work for 50 years, let's try something else.
What did you think was the best thing about the State of the Union address? What do you think was the strongest thing?
I think the strongest thing was the fact that the president brought out some issues without hesitation. Frankly, just speaking candidly, he probably should have done this a few years back, but he laid it out. But I thought the strongest appeal he had maybe is not how he wants to reach out for the middle class, because people would debate that, but the fact of mentioning the middle class and women's wages. How can you not support women having an equal wage? I mean, I don't know how you can't. So I thought the economic side of it was really his strongest point.
And, you know, Republicans, and I talked to many today, talked about the numbers and said the numbers are ridiculous and where are they going to come up with that money? And especially on, I mean, you're talking about the wages with women, but on the taxation side, some of what the president talked about in having to equalize the middle class, I guess for lack of a better way of me to say it, kind of, you know, throwing it out there. But most of that was shot down by the Republicans as, my God, our debt will soar.
Well, if the Republicans were smart, they would take the idea of the middle class and structure their own program and go with it. I still think that the Democrats have to latch on to this. They really do. Now, maybe they can tone down a bit the class, quote, warfare. Yeah, I mean, they can include some of that because, after all, you know, if we give money to banks, why should the head banker, after getting taxpayer money, you know, get a $25 million parachute? I mean, those things are ridiculous. But I think both sides are going to miss the boat if they don't latch onto some kind of program, you know, that really helps the people out there struggling. I really think they are. And today, Kate, there was a Southern education study that shows that it's the highest amount of school lunches in American history that are being subsidized because of the amount of poor kids. So there's a whole issue about the haves and the have-nots out there. That's how you get there.
Yeah, you're right. In 40 of the 50 states, low-income students comprise no less than 40% of all the public school kids. Wow. And we see where food stamps are, too. Food stamps at an all-time high as well. So there's definitely a need there. There's no question. How about this with Iraq's prime minister pushing for the coalition and the community, the international community that's behind that too as well, to do more to help the country to win the war against ISIS. So we've already know that there's no boots on the ground, right? No way, no how?
Right, but I thought it was a cry of desperation. We disbanded 400,000 under Rumsfeld, and Bush disbanded 400,000 Iraqi police and military, and we've never been able to recover. And I thought this was a desperate cry, basically saying they can't do it on their own.
Wow.
To the world community. So somebody's going to take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with it. I agree with you. You sent me something that I hadn't seen that I thought was really interesting. When you do these radio interviews, do you stand up and jog in place, or do you sit down all day long?
I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive. I actually sometimes talk to you walking in a circle. It has nothing to do with you. I just tend to do that. So.
Did you send me that thing that the study says that that they found that sedentary behavior increases our chances of getting a disease or a condition that will kill us prematurely? I mean, I would think we would assume that, but the problem is what happens is that most of our jobs, everything's computer, and you're running around and you're tethered to that, although I guess we don't have as many excuses because now what, we have the iPads and there's other ways to get around that, I think.
Well, I was freaking out because, I run 5 miles a day, but it still says even if you exercise, if you sit too long, it's still going to affect you. So even if you exercise, you got to get up maybe every 20 minutes and at least walk around the room or something.
Yeah. Do they do that at Congress? When you were in Congress, did they have, like, jumping jacks somewhere in the congressional
Congress
gym?
Congress always walks in circles. Yeah.
They always walk.
No, in Congress, Kate, they get exercise because they're shoveling manure all day long.
I have to say that people listen to you when you come on the show with me, thank goodness, right? And I got this one from Joe in Ohio, who says, tell Bob Ney I said hello, Kate. I voted for him many times, but I think he's become a Democrat, so if he runs again in Ohio, he's going to have to run on the Dem side.
Well, I could always run independent and have the best of both worlds. But thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of like Joe Lieber.
Yeah. Well, please. Yeah, I'll be a little bit more consistent, I think.
There you go. Why don't we have more independents? Why aren't there more independents in Congress?
I don't know. I was a registered Republican and things, but I think independents are kind of neat. You know, you can kind of grab the best of both worlds. It doesn't mean you're in the middle of the road not making a decision, but I don't know. Bernie Sanders is the most well-known independent.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Bob Ney, TRN. Always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
In the car, my phone, it's the landline. I'm a child, I'm running this trip. All the time of the day,
we all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'd be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Oh, we got some good things coming your way. Oh, I am so excited. I'm not even allowed to announce all of them. In our second hour, last segment, nail the score. I know. We only have two left. This is easy, too. It's AFC and NFC, so it's the Pro Bowl. I know you're awake out there, right? I can hear you. So AFC and NFC Pro Bowl, easy. So who wins? AFC, NFC, what do you think the score is? That's as easy as it gets. It don't get any easier than that. And then the following week, we'll do one segment on the Super Bowl, and then that's it. And I would love to see somebody clear the America Tonight prize closet. But right now, we have Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins me for this segment. How are you doing, Nathan Reeder?
I am excellent, Kate Delaney. How about yourself?
I'm doing better, as I have probably had 25 gallons of water in the last 2 days.
Good, good.
I've told the listeners I went through a terrible thing with strep and flu. How does that happen? I never get sick like that, all wrapped into one sweet package. And the interesting thing was it actually turned into a little piece of information, because when I went to the care center, I didn't want to bug my doctor, even though he said he would wait for me and everything. When I went in, I told the listeners that I was shocked because they asked me about my insurance, and then they went through this a la carte menu of what everything cost and what kind of insurance was it. Then they asked me if I had been to West Africa, because remember, I'm in Dallas, which was ground zero for Ebola. So now they're being overprotective on Ebola. And they told me that what happens is people come in and they don't understand and they get upset because they have a high deductible and they think it's like their old insurance that they used to have with their employer and all that kind of stuff. And so I don't have to tell you, you know, the woes of the of healthcare and, you know, trying to pay for whatever it is. But it really opened my eyes. Yeah, whoa. Whoa. All right, here's a whoa. A Florida sheriff's office has turned a $500 mistake, check it out, into a $9,650 windfall for charity.
I'm so surprised.
This is Pinellas County, but you're going to love this. Here's what happened. They ordered a new rug, and the rug came in, just a simple rug for the sheriff's office. But the rug, instead of saying in God we trust, because it would have an emblem on the crest, just a normal thing that they always have, it said in dog we trust.
Oh.
Somebody screwed up. American floor mats said they would replace it, but the sheriff said, you know what? It's a doggone rug. And he decided he was going to have this auction. And the auction took off, and people started having, you know, bidding on it. And the next thing you know, they made that much money for charity. And they're giving the money to, I think, one of the kennels, a shelter, where they adopted out, like, 200 dogs last year. You know, to pay the vet bills and all the stuff that you have to go through when you run a shelter.
This story turned out a lot opposite than I thought it was.
I know. You thought it was something else. See? You can never assume. I thought it was very endearing, too. What a smart sheriff. I mean, I heard the sheriff came up with it himself. I was trying to get him on the show, and we're going to eventually get him on because I think that's a wild story, even for just a few minutes. It's simple. It's just an easy little nothing in your day. In God we trust, it comes back in dog we trust, which is actually, I would burst out laughing if I saw that, I have to say, myself, because it's just so crazy. So, is it bingo, shred it, fruits and nuts?
Oh, bingo. No, no questions.
All right, bingo. I second that emotion. I say bingo as well. Folks, play along with us. How about this? I lived in California once, and I'm going to tell you the end of this story in a minute, but the birds were splayed across a California shoreline. They're covered in substance. 300 have been rescued, but 200 are dead. What happened? The answer is they have no idea. This is in San Leandro Marina where it happened. They tested the water. They examined the birds, tried for hypothermia. Were they poisoned? Didn't find that. Oil totally ruled out in this case. They say some of the people that handled this said they've been working for 10 years in this area, and they've never seen anything like it. That birds tend to come into care needing hydration and all that kind of stuff, but they've never seen them smash into the wharf like that, just cover that whole area, and they don't know what it is. What is it?
Fukushima.
You know what? And this is in California, Northern California.
Yep.
No less. You know, other people have said that to me. At first when I said, oh, but Fukushima, yeah, I know some things are starting to come over. More people are saying, pay attention to that.
Well, so how many years is it going to take us to actually gather the research to see the effects? I mean,
it's so frightening.
Yep.
Actually, isn't it? So what do you say to that? Do you say fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it?
It's a bingo-y kind of fruits and nuts.
It is. It's sad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like walking on a beach and seeing a bunch of dead animals. When I lived in California, I lived in Morro. I'm an animal person and a kid person and a person person. So when I lived in California, I lived in a cool place that you would love called Pismo Beach. A lot of live music. It was in the Central Coast. I lived in Santa Barbara. And there were a couple of times where we had otters and different things that came ashore. We had a thing with the dolphins, and people would call me up, hey, there's, you know, 10 dead dolphins on the beach. You want to go see them? I'm like, are you kidding? Do I want to go see them? No. No, I don't want to see that. Tell me about it, you know, later, but I'm sad about that. That's awful. Okay.
Yep.
So we agree on that. Madonna, you know who she is, right? Do you still remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Like a virgin. Living in a material world, because I am a material girl. Woo-hoo!
Nice.
Okay.
We should take this on the road, Kate.
Oh, yeah. We'd make a ton of money. You and I'd be out of debt tomorrow.
Woo!
Okay. So Madonna says that Israeli police have arrested a hacker who stole unfinished versions of her latest songs and leaked them online, because that's what happened. So she, you know, tweeted out this whole thing, oh, I'm so grateful to the FBI and the Israeli police for doing that. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciate my fans who have provided us with pertinent information regarding the leak of my music and all that kind of stuff. So now this guy somehow, you know, he's stolen work from a number of musicians and sold it online. They got his computer stuff and they found that, and they're investigating more things, but he's toast now because they have him. They've got the personal things of Madonna's, all kinds of material, all kinds of stuff. So this guy is the queen of pop is not going to just let him slide away, and neither is the FBI. He's being held on charges of intellectual property theft and aggravated fraud.
Yep. I'm kind of a bingo on this. Kind of.
Okay, why kind of a bingo?
Because as a creator, you know, your material is yours to control. That's your own personal currency, and that's definitely theft if you're going in there and taking it. The kind of part is about, well, Madonna, how much cake can you double eat here, you know?
I mean, right.
It very well might be a boon to have free releases or even get someone you don't know to leak your album for you and then congratulate everyone who helped find him.
See, I think in the case of some artists, that would be good. In her case, she does copy and trademark everything, and so I think it has signs of creepiness. Like there might be some stalker, how they get in. You're right about protecting your material. So that's the only thing I would say there. It'd be a very clever ploy by somebody who wasn't as well known, I would say.
Yeah.
I think I believe her because this guy has stolen other things. And intellectual property is a big deal now because we live in the entrepreneurial age. And you see, you're a musician. You see where music is going. You have to be very careful about that.
Well, it's essentially everything is going to it's going to the CIA and then it's going to the cloud. If it's digital, which almost all of our media is nowadays, it lives floating all around us. So the physical ownership is kind of going away.
The cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I fight with that. Sometimes I like the cloud, sometimes I'm like, "Eh, it's a good thing. You got to have technology eventually." Right? It moves us forward. It creates space, all that kind of stuff. All right, our last, what do you say? So we definitely, you say kind of bingo-ish.
Yes, bingo-ish. Yep.
Bingo-ish. Okay, here's our last one. NASA is actually sending astronaut Scott Kelly to live on the International Space Station for a year. That's the longest any astronaut has been in space, longest, and twice as long as any crew members usually stay on the space station. I mean, a year is a long time. What do you pack when you go away for a year? And just so you know, Scott Kelly is Mark Kelly's brother and, of course, brother-in-law to former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot and almost killed, as you remember. And so he was, regardless of that situation, he was at the State of the Union because that's pretty significant. We've never had that happen. Would you be afraid to go in space for a year? Would you be lonely?
I would definitely.
Claustrophobic?
Lonely. I don't know about claustrophobic, but definitely start with the loneliness. You know.
So, bingo, fruits and nuts, shred it.
That's a little bit fruits and nutsy, but kind of bingo. We're about at that time, aren't we? Where a
well,
year should be okay.
For him, it's bingo. For me, it would be fruits and nuts. Are
yeah.
you kidding?
Yeah.
I'd end up like George Clooney. I'd be cut loose, and who knows if they'd ever find me again. All right, thanks. Awesome job. Coming up next, Congressman Pettinger.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Somewhere we go green. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships.
Very pleased to welcome to America Tonight, North Carolina Congressman Robert Pittenger. Congressman, last night, of course, the State of the Union address, and President Obama, one of the main things he talked about was raising new taxes. In fact, by my math, which is pretty good, $320 billion in new taxes. Does that really have a chance of getting through, and what did you make of that?
So our fine president is all about wealth redistribution. That is his concept of an economy. He really never understood the fact, I guess they didn't teach it at Harvard, about growing an economy, creating a bigger pie for the American people. What America needs is a lower tax burden, a lower regulatory environment that'll enhance our economy and create opportunities for businesses to grow and create more jobs. We've seen that in the past. We saw it in the 80s, and we saw it in the 2000s. When we lowered the tax threshold, we lowered the regulatory environment, the economy zoomed off. We are in the slowest recovery recovery from a recession in the history of this country. And the American people deserve much better.
And don't you think there's a kind of a misnomer about some of the economic factors that are being put out, especially with unemployment numbers? Because there are so many people, as I'm sure you know, in North Carolina and other states that are underemployed, that are working 3 and 4 jobs, that are getting crucified by this health care, by Obamacare, and they're not being able to meet all of the demands. And it's not that they're ridiculous with credit cards. They're just living check to check.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And frankly, we have 47 million people on food stamps today. People have given up on trying to find a job, and so we've made access to our welfare system there for them. That's why we need a work welfare component. But nonetheless, you have approximately 20 million people who are underemployed or unemployed, and that apparently does not count into Mr. Obama's figures and how he assesses the economic environment. The people in my district and, frankly, throughout the country are really very concerned about the future of our country and where we're headed. We have ongoing deficit spending. We have an $18 trillion debt. The trajectory of spending in our country, according to any economist, Democrat or Republican, will tell you that we're headed toward a financial collapse, no different than Greece or Detroit. So we need a clear vision. We need to understand the implications of these enormous deficit spending. We need to balance our budgets. We need to do what every hardworking taxpaying American does and live by their own means. The president last night advanced a whole plethora of new government programs. You know, it's centered from the top-down management, focus centered from a national perspective of our economy. And they really don't understand free markets. They don't understand that America grew and has grown and will continue to grow, and not because of a great government, but because of opportunity, because of freedom. When people have the ability to build and take their ideas and expand and build their businesses and create jobs, the entrepreneurship of this country is what has made us great. And that is lacking in the president's whole approach.
Yeah, you mentioned all the free stuff that the president talked about. And if you looked at that, how is it going to be paid for? I mean, there's absolutely no way that would, there's no reducing the deficit. That would make the deficit soar even more. I don't understand. As you say,
it's... Yeah. $60 billion just in the community college program alone. You know, I'd have a lot more confidence in the president if he said, you know, we have 90 separate welfare programs in this country that cost us over $800 billion annually. We need to consolidate and reform those programs, the duplication, the waste, the fraud inside of them. We need to go after Medicaid fraud where it's 20 to 25% pervasive throughout our entire system. If he came with real accountability of our government and said, we're going to address this, we're going to make it right, so then we can do something to help people get through college, you know, he'd build a lot more confidence in the Congress and, frankly, with the American people. But there's no accountability inside this government. We have a burgeoning bureaucracy that costs more and more every day, and departments and agencies and programs that are totally unaccountable to the American people.
Yeah, another big thing that's coming up, of course, you know this, Congressman, the clock is ticking on the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, and part of that is because of the immigration action by the president, the executive action, which, as you know, happened back in November. What do you think this showdown is going to be like?
It's about the Constitution. It's about the division of powers as outlaid by our founding fathers, and we're not a nation of executive orders. We're not a nation of a monarch. We are committed as Republicans to uphold the division of powers that our founding fathers advocated and that they gave their blood for. You know, this is a unique concept in government, and the American people, we have an obligation to the American people to preserve it. So I think that's what this showdown is all about. It is important in terms of immigration. We have to secure our border. This is a security issue. I chair the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism and Unconventional Warfare, and I can tell you that one of the gravest concerns we have are individuals who are coming in through our porous borders, and not just immigrants looking for low-skilled work, but for those who seek to advance their jihad in our country, and we've made it easy access for them to get here. So our bill will address securing the border and defunding those portion of the president's plans to not enable him to go forth with the policies that he's advocated.
Also coming up in March, the Supreme Court is going to listen to oral arguments over the subsidies, a challenge to Obamacare. How do your constituents feel about what's happening with their health care?
Well, look at what's happening. Mm-hmm. You have an enormous increase in premiums. Deductibles are higher. The healthcare access is not as accessible. Some people have to drive 100, 200 miles to get to see the individual that's necessary for them. So, you know, we don't have a healthcare system that's working right for the American people. Why? Because it's a government top-down driven. And what we need is a market-driven healthcare plan. I do hope that the Supreme Court strikes down these subsidies. I think it's the right thing to do. And we need to make sure that we can get it through this president because his name is on the bill. But we're going to advance some reforms in the healthcare plan along with what we hope will happen with this court ruling.
You talk about, terrorism and your role, of course, of the committee. What about cyber terrorism? That seemed to be the one bipartisan thing last night.
Yes, I'm. You know, he stood strong with that. That's the one time I stood and clapped. Cyber is having an enormous impact on economically. Major businesses are impacted by it, but it also as well is a security factor. And we are vulnerable. What they did this last time did not penetrate our defense systems, but they did penetrate other ancillary social networks. So cyber is clearly an important role for us, and we have to utilize every technological advance to make sure that we can defend ourselves. The war on terror maintains. Jihad is not dead. The increase of this jihad movement is even worse since 2011, just 4 years ago. The extremists have now taken over Yemen. They control all of Syria. The battleground in Syria, frankly, is a staging point. There's 90...
Thank you. pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.